I used to pants my dad.
Do your kids ever like completely ruined a surprise before? And he goes, Green Day tickets. You're going to see Green Day. And then he just skipped out of the fucking room.
What do you think he's meaning? Do you think it means quality manager, like he was good, or the department he managed was quality? What do you honestly think? Tell me the truth.
My dad reached in the back, grabbed the burger out of my sister's hand, took a bite, and then threw the rest out of the window.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. I am on some schmettables again. With me, as always, Mike Cannon, Michael Shane Cannon.
I have joined him.
Yes. Vito Baby Mouth Khaleesi, John the Father Grady. And then we have in the guest couch off camera, we have Nick the Ear Angelo. Pittsburgh's finest. If you don't know what he looks like, imagine if a Primanti Brothers sandwich came to life. It's Nick. And Nick's here. Nick is here because I just asked him to come in. And you're going to say, why, Chris? Don't know. But he's here. And I'm happy that he's fucking here because he brings positive energy and he's a good man.
That is true.
Nick's a good man.
Quite a bit of sunshine and just good vibes.
Nick's wearing a bright orange sweatshirt of this Super Chrissy orange. Chaos sweatshirt that we made because we made the Edmonton Oilers sweatshirts because we said, remember Edmonton.
Remember Edmonton.
And then, Nick, what does remember Edmonton mean?
Chris, you told me a story once where you performed in Edmonton at one of the worst gigs of your life, and you had like six people in the audience. You were ready to quit comedy, and it was awful. And now when you get upset about like, oh man, I have 500 seats and I only sold 498 tickets. Remember Edmonton.
Yes. Remember Edmonton.
Remember where you came from.
You want to know a fun fact about that Edmonton gig too? So they keep you in these condos in Edmonton. Like that's where, when you do this comedy
club. Oh, that's like a week long gig.
A week long,
right?
Dude, in the mall. Yeah. In the biggest mall in North America. Yeah. So it was fun. But like it was 2014, again, selling no tickets. I was just so bad. And so you're in the middle of nowhere off the side of a highway, right? And that's where the condos were. And then the condo that we were in, on the day I was leaving, when I was going back to the airport, the guy that drove me back goes, oh, you know who used to live in that condo? Like they had to leave about like 2 weeks ago. I said, who? He goes, did you hear that story of there was a Greyhound bus going across Canada?
I did.
This happened in 2014, going across Canada. And the guy was just sleeping. Some guy was sleeping, and then a guy behind him just cut his head off for no reason. The guy who cut the guy's head off lived in the condo building.
Dude, I not only remember that, I was riding the bus in and out of Rockland County into the city during that time.
Yep.
That guy not only cut that guy's head off, and then people jumped off the bus and ran off, but then would go, as they were holding the door to keep him on the bus and while they were calling the cops, he walked back to the body, started cutting pieces off of him, walking back and eating it in front of the people that were keeping him on the bus.
Yep, that guy was on the third floor of my condo building.
Well, how didn't that cause COVID?
Seriously.
Like, how is that not? How didn't something pop out of that?
Dude, I have no idea. I remember that I would kept going to their like Home Depot. I don't know why, because it was like the closest thing. And they give you this Canadian, I think it's called Canadian Tire.
Uh-huh.
And they give you money. It's called Canadian Tire money. And like you can use that currency in a Canadian Tire store. So I was like, oh, so it only works here. They were like, yeah, this is Canadian Tire money. So if you don't need you don't need Canadian money. But I was like, but Canadian Tire money doesn't work anywhere else. They're like, no, just in Canadian Tire.
Like coins in an arcade.
Like Disney bucks?
I know.
Can't you just use also normal money?
You can, but like you also have an option to use Canadian Tire money. And then I remember they had a coffee shop inside the Canadian Tire, and I ordered coffee and donuts, and I was like, and I went to give them the Canadian Tire money, and they're like, that money's no good here. I was like, but I'm in a Canadian Tire. They were like, yeah, but this is a business inside the Canadian Tire.
That's like a Michael Scott idea.
Dude, it's such a dumb idea.
That's insane. It just takes up time for the exchange.
And then I remember the opener was this great guy. No, he wasn't the opener. Maybe he was a guy doing guest spots. He was a great comic. And I remember he was like talking to a girl at the bar, and then they were like drinking or whatever. And then he said, "You want to go back to my place and maybe I can just throw it in?" Like, that's what he said. That's what he called sex. He was like, "Can I just throw it in?"
Well, did he?
I hope so. I don't know, dude. I was yeah. back in my condo with a human severed head on my pillow.
That's the best. That guy had absolutely no plan on pleasing her. Yeah. When you say, "Can I just throw it in?" You're just going to lurch on top of her until you come, and then she's going to leave sad.
Yep, dude. And I remember I was watching their version of ESPN, but it was called like TSN, and it was called Sports Center, but they spelled center S-E-N-T-E-R-E, Sports Center. Entry on TSN, and I was like, I'm in like an alternate reality.
Yeah,
I hate this.
That's almost like a Mandela effect thing where it's like slightly off, so it could kind of convince you that that's always been reality.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And I remember this, the host of the show, again I'm forgetting this kid's name, he goes, I'm gonna be on SNL, you're gonna find out about me out in the boot. I'm going to be on SNL. I was like, great. And he was kind of like a cocky dickhead or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm going to be on SNL one day. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I don't care. Great.
That man grew up to be Shane Gillis.
Yes. I was like, go do it, dude. I'm hosting season 50. So you got to watch last week's episode to know. When you start to hear season 50, by the way, just what it's referring to is last week when we had Rosebud Baker, who's an SNL writer, on the show. She was on the show. I told her I want to host SNL. I want to host SNL for the 50th season, which is next season. And every time I had like a joke that I thought was worth it, I would yell season 50.
Yeah, it was a good declaration. I think it's putting it out into the universe, right?
Yeah.
Are we secret believers here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we are.
Are you a manifest guy? Do you do that?
What do you mean? Like,
do you actually put out intention or something like that? Like, cause I say I'm into that and I say I would like to do that stuff, but in the middle of it, I just can't, you know,
right.
I'm too cynical, dude. I got to bust myself open. I can't even like sing to myself in the car without calling myself gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Too, it's gotten to that point where like, I think comedy's ruined my life. Like it's just made me too self-aware of absolutely everything. Mike. Change the station in my head?
Yeah, maybe it's the wrong song.
Yeah, I wish, but you telling me that means like one day you're going to find me with a power drill and a hole in my head, and I'm going to be like, I tried to change the station.
Nick said I couldn't. By the way, John, keep your phone on. I ordered for no reason at all 5 chicken parm heroes on garlic bread for the room.
Yeah. Because weirdly enough, you not only ordered 5 in a row, but you ordered 5 chicken parts. You ordered 5 even though everyone said they're good.
I did it anyway.
Like we all unanimously were like, we're cool. No, well,
he never
nobody's
said
hungry.
The 5 were for us.
Yeah.
He just said he ordered 5.
I ordered 5. To be honest, I'm not even hungry. And now I am in my head because all you guys sent me that intermittent fasting article said that it has a 91% chance of you having a heart attack while you're in intermittent fasting. So now I'm not intermittent fasting anymore. I'm lying. I'm always going to do it.
Now, where do you stand on this? Because I was waffling on whether or not to send you this.
I want
to
waffle.
Because in one way, sending you that is helpful in the sense that you intermittent fast. Maybe, you know, it could put you at risk for heart disease. I don't know. I didn't read the article. But on the other, I thought that overloading you with that, because I'm sure other people were sending it, that actually would have been worse for your heart than the knowledge.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where my mom even texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom even texted me.
I mean, you're the intermittent fasting poster boy, whether you like it or not. You've spoken that into existence sure.
They said it's got to do with lean muscle mass, though. That's why people lose so much lean muscle mass with the fasting.
I read the article. And it's,
what did you think?
It's horseshit. It's all inconclusive. The doctor is quoted as saying, like, we tested them for X amount of weeks, and then I just assumed they kept doing it, and that's why they're dead. Like, that's not science.
No.
And then it's also like,
who's the dietitian, Fauci's sister?
And then they said, they ate for an 8-hour window. They never specified what they were eating.
Right. Exactly.
You could have 30,000 calories in 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
And they also were like, yes, some of these people actually had pre-existing heart conditions.
There it is.
And I think that would disqualify them from the test.
Yeah, listen, dude, here's the thing. I did get chicken parm heroes on garlic bread, but it's wheat bread.
That's good.
So there you go. Vito. Dude, you seem sad today. Doesn't Vito seem sad?
Well,
a little bit?
Asked him why his voice was so hoarse. Yeah. It sounds like he's either fighting for his life at home or, you know, he's going.
What's going on, Vito? Tell us something.
I didn't realize my voice was like kind of gone until I was on my way over here today.
What, are you getting sick, you think? Are you getting a little sickly?
No, I don't think I'm getting sickly. I think I'm just fucking tired. Like, I realized a few days ago I haven't slept more than like 5 or 6 hours since before February 10th. Like, that was the last time.
What? Why? Yeah. What's going on at home?
I'm getting beaten.
You're getting beaten? Yeah. What are you, one of my kids? I'm sorry. Before the I feel terrible. I came in a bad mood. And then we're going to get to Vito. I came in a bad mood because I yelled at my daughter like really loudly for the first time in a very long time. And I felt horrible about myself because her and her brother were fighting and they were yelling at each other, and then I screamed at her and sent her to her room, and I literally almost canceled the podcast because I wanted to cry. And then Mike reminded me that I feel that way because I was an only child and never really experienced sibling rivalry, and then Mike told me that he used to punch his sister in the face.
I punched her in the face once, and that was a big problem, but we were constantly fighting. Dude, my father, at one point we were arguing over the radio or something like that, or over the last burger, and my dad, you know, my sister had held onto this burger just to like hold it and just make sure, and we were starving and ate ours really quickly, and then she was just like, fuck you guys. And so we were bitching and moaning and like reaching for it to the point where my dad reached in the back, grabbed the burger out of my sister's hand, took a bite, and then threw the rest out of the window. Like, that's the level of just, you know, just in the back seat. And that's the non-sad stories.
Right. But he didn't yell at her, though.
What?
He didn't yell, though.
Oh, I mean, those were, yelling was like a pleasant evening. I mean, you know.
He would scream at you guys.
Constant. My dad was like not even the yeller. My mother was just an Irish woman whose voice could sound like, you ever see, who's Banshee, the X-Men or whatever? Uh-huh. That was my mom. Her voice could actually like blow you with wind. Like, it was right. Just that's my mom.
Clip your mom could blow Mike's mom could blow you. That would be the clip.
Yeah, but she would just scream to a decibel where, like, you know, my ears would bleed, and then I'd kind of have frag grenade vision, and she'd just follow it with knuckles across my face.
Dude, it's a thing where I think Mike's having a second child who's on the way, but I have, you know, three kids. And I was telling Mike, you know, you said you've never really yelled at your son, Crew, but I've said, I wonder when the siblings come. Mm. That's where the tension of parenting comes in. I'm noticing now is like when all three of them are together, it's such an overload of their kids. So like as adults, 99, I have to tell myself, it's like when you take your kids to Disney, it's like, this isn't about you. Just go with the flow. I tell them the kids are going to yell. Yeah. They're just kids. They don't know how to process their emotions. That if they did, they'd be, you know, they're kids. We all went through that. But sometimes it just gets to a point where you're like, I have to scream.
Totally. Do you know what it is, too? Is actually you probably are, because it's all flight or fight or flight. Like, that's what brings you to that point, is your body gets so stressed from the pressure around you and that arguing that you actually don't have much control over your response. But you probably actually even have more of an ability to withstand it because of being a comedian. Yeah. And like all the shit that we've had, our bandwidth for stress and that kind of thing. But you also just have to figure out, like, oh, all of this is going to boil over at some point, but I just have to figure out not to just let it snap.
That's why I think I told Jazz today, I was like, when this happens again, I'm just going to scream at you. Yeah, I'm not going to yell at the kids. Yeah. I'm just going to scream at you and tell you to put your fucking dishes in the sink.
But that's like our parents' generation. They were almost in fight or flight 100% of the time. Like, my mom walked around like a robot that just got water spilled on it. Like, just like her eyes just like popping out of her fucking head with three mics just running around terrorizing her.
Yeah. Dude, my friend Hector told me his dad used to throw actual, like, he's not even fucking around, like, used to throw boxing combos at him. Like, in the middle of a fight, he would throw like a 2-3-2 and like catch his head like that.
His dad?
His dad would just do that to him.
No shit.
Yeah, he would just hit him with like legitimate boxing combos, like spar with him for him like not wanting to brush his teeth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I mean, did he teach him at least?
I guess. I mean, he doesn't have teeth. So that's one way to not brush your teeth, is you knock him out. So Vito, tell us, so why haven't you slept? 5 hours is too...
I also think, I realize now that I think you think I look sad because I'm looking down,
but right.
I'm looking at the monitor.
I want you to look at me the whole time.
Maintain eye contact.
Like, wait, but you were sad now. In the beginning. You were sad when you were setting up cameras. You just had you were LEV, low energy Vito.
Is that Lev. A nickname you have?
Yeah,
to
we
me?
Should call him Lev. You were Lev, dude. When you act this way, this is Vito's other personality called Lev.
I like
low
it.
Energy Vito.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I've been like so busy the last few weeks, just like doing a bunch of shit like that. I've just not been sleeping. I've just been like getting home. My closet is a fucking mess.
Why?
I just don't have time.
Like it's like you mean like you have clothes everywhere?
No, like my closet, if you open it, it's just like clothes. Yeah, like the clothes aren't everywhere because they're all just tumbling out of my closet.
See that? You know what? I read a study. I didn't read a study. I'm just like saying there probably is a study about this. But
are you making up a study?
Yes, I'm making up a study. And it's that you are more upset and stressed and probably more likely to commit suicide when you live in an unclean home.
I believe that.
Like that is everything. If your home, yeah. What happens is when your home is unclean and unkept, you take the way you feel in your home, you take that energy out with you into the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Well, and I also saw a study where if your uncleanliness and all of your mess piles directly into your closet, it's a projection of your rampant homosexuality.
Really?
Yeah. That's a study.
I remember my mom's like very religious. And when I told her that me and Jazz were having a kid out of wedlock, who she barely knew, my mom said, the two of you are unclean. She called us unclean. All right. So Vito, we got to get you to sleep, dude.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Take some edibles.
No, dude, I don't know if I told you this. I can't smoke weed. I get so anxious. And
We're not asking you to smoke,
I'm asking
buddy.
You to eat it,
Isn't
dude.
Is it the same?
No,
no
it's way more
it.
Potent when
take
you eat it.
Take a Cannabrix. It'll calm you down.
No,
come man, on, you could ride your bike home.
If I take a Cannabrix, I will be squeezing my arm convinced I'm having a heart attack in the next 20 minutes.
Maybe you are because you've been intermittent fasting.
My wife literally sent the
my
post
laugh.
You put up. And was like, you're not allowed to do this anymore.
Really?
And I was like,
oh, she wants you to get fat, fat, fat again.
And then you're such a poster boy for intermittent fasting that at work, somebody overheard that I intermittent fasted. And they were like, oh, do you do that because you work with Chris?
Wow.
So that's you.
Was that a girl or a gay man you work with?
It was a girl.
Oh, yes. I hope she looks like a gay man. John, what's going on in 25-year-old world? What's lit? Tell us what's lit.
Not much. We're gearing up for opening day, so pretty busy.
Not to even mention you work for the Mets.
Well, yeah.
John works for the Mets. Yeah. John Grady works for the Mets.
Yeah, and he's always low energy, John. There's no other version.
At the end of the episode, Chris said, see you at Citi Field, and then John went like this, and I cut that out of the episode, and now you're sitting here just yeah. announcing it.
We are not cutting that out, John.
That's what's going on, man. So we're slammed right now.
Slammed. Coming to you live from Slam Magazine headquarters. That's another thing that you'll hear throughout this podcast. If we say a joke and we roast somebody, we go, Slam Magazine. And it's a bit we were doing. And then also WAG. If we call you a WAG, that means you're weak and gay. So if we say WAG after yeah. something, just know what we mean.
I love that we talk about this off mic and then you bring the audience into the production
right
meeting.
Away, dude, which absolutely what I'm doing right now should be the Patreon. It's and I really am not a good person. I don't know how to sell myself. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I will tell you, though. Let me tell you this. At Patreon.com/ChristyComedy, today's episode, right? Or last week's. When are they going to hear this Patreon?
Today.
It goes up the same day as the episode.
As the episode. Dude, go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I am going to air the fuck out a major celebrity who yet again fucked me over. Airing out, naming names, patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I am so irate right now. You like, can't even fucking deal with that. And yeah. And by the way, it's not your, I don't think that we've mounted... Don't think you're watching this podcast on the top of a giraffe's head. We asked the cameras to go a little bit higher. We wanted camera angles because I felt like I was getting fucking chin fat on every clip. And even though I probably wasn't, it was just the angle. I'm hoping this helps because I don't want to admit that creatine's making me puffy.
Dude, I love the, just in case you thought you were watching this from the top of a giraffe's head. Yeah. Don't worry. That was just in your imagination.
Creatine, what does it do? It releases ATP. What's ATP? Adenine triosphate. And it basically releases energy into your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the theory is that you go on creatine for whatever, 6 to 8 weeks, you cycle, and then you cycle on and off it because it does, can supposedly, it retains water and it can make like the number on the scale go up, but it's not like subcutaneous fat. It's water weight. But they say that you'll get stronger in those 6 weeks on the creatine, and then you lose a little bit of the pump when you don't do the creatine, but you're getting strong. You got stronger in the 6 weeks. So like, that's what it's supposed to do. And every day I take creatine, electrolyte salt, athletic greens, and BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. And I put them all together in a 40 ounce cup with ice cubes. And I drink it slowly throughout the day because Tank Sinatra told me to do it. That's why I do it. And I've been doing it for 2 weeks, and placebo, I do think I'm more jacked when the truth is I'm fucking not. Where's that chicken parm, John?
You have this ability to talk about something as if it has been a part of your life since birth.
Yep.
And then get to end it. You're like, I've been doing this for 2 strong weeks.
Yeah.
And I have never felt better.
I get so wrapped up into things, like so quick. The fact that I'm still doing comedy 13, 14 years yeah. later is nuts.
Yeah.
I have never once in my life stuck to anything for this long other than comedy.
I'm what? Intermittent fasting?
Intermittent fasting. Well, intermittent fasting, I think I'm at 18 months into it now.
The reason I asked was because you just talked about creatine for like 5 minutes, and then you said I've been doing this longer than anything.
Yes, but creatine doesn't break a fast, for those of you wondering. It's 30 calories. It supposedly doesn't break a fast. But even if it does, who cares? I read the article. I'm going to die. Nick.
Do you have a lot more time on your hands now that you're off tour?
You know what? Here's what, because I want to always like react to Jazz when she like brings up a good point. I always want to just find a way to make her feel wrong and make me feel like I won and be like, king of the castle, king of the castle. But what she said the other day, she goes, why don't you do this? She goes, you know, you're working on new material. She's like, you're going to have to go back on the road in the fall or winter to support us and do what you love. And that's great. She's like, but why don't you just work on your new material from Monday to Wednesday, or maybe even Monday to Thursday if you want, and every Friday, Saturday, Sunday from now until whenever your tour starts again, you just be at home with the family. Mm-hmm. And my initial, which is like a good thing, but my initial response is like, why are you trying to get in the way of my career and dreams? You know that comedy's the best on a Friday. And she just was like, I know, but you should just stay home. You should stay home with us because eventually you're going to have to go away. And I was like, it's a good point.
Yeah. But what, yeah, I mean, that is a really good point, and I kind of have no rebuttal, but my immediate instinct is to argue it.
Immediately. I looked at her and I said, you know what? Now I'm going up to 10 milligrams of creatine. Just for that.
But what if you were, I mean, that, yeah, God damn it. Because my immediate thought, for me and you, is a totally different thing, though, obviously, is like when you're off the road, you could also just not work. Like, you're totally fine.
No, but the thing is, I can't, because the thing is, it's got nothing to do with money. It's if you forget where you came from and you stop doing the thing that got you to the point you're at, you'll lose everything.
No, so, that's what I mean.
So you have to keep. But what I think she was saying, because here's the thing for the audience at home. When you go on the road, when you know, comedy clubs or theaters, that's where like you can make money, right? When you're doing the comedy clubs in whatever city you're from, we're from New York, you know, you're making like $25, $30 a set.
So, right. It's
so
practice.
She was like, it's practice. She was like, go do that. Go continue your craft, but just do it during the week. And then on the weekends, instead of like being gone doing spots in New York City from 7 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you're not seeing your family, why don't you just stay home with us on those weekends for now? And then you're eventually going to have to go on the road and do shows on Fridays and Saturdays in these other cities to make the money. Why don't you just do that? Which is a fair, honest, it's a good point, but I just was trying to come up with ways to be like, this is why you're getting in my way. We need to break up.
I know. What is that?
Do we all do that?
Is it conditioning on our parts? Because I'm still trying to find holes in it. I'm still trying to find compromises like you should do every other weekend in the city. Because there is value also to doing those shows, though.
I know.
But even more so sometimes than weekday. So maybe that can like flip and rotate sometimes, or I don't know. But it also, what's my problem? Why am I also latched on
to
find the hole in it?
Nick?
Is it because it's a good idea that you didn't think of?
Maybe. That could be it. Or I think it's just like,
I don't care for that.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. Yeah, I think it's just because I want to be like, everything that I think I'm supposed to be doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. And if anybody tells me I'm doing it wrong, they're wrong and I'm right. But in this case, she's probably right.
Oh, I have like real petulant child syndrome sometimes, where like Nicole will give me a fantastic suggestion, something like that, that would just take something off my plate, a stressor away, something. And my, like, I just want to just stomp down and be like, no.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it. I'm going to do it this way. But it's right. I mean, maybe just open up your mind, try it out at least for a little bit.
Well, do you also think that because comedy is like kind of an escape away from your real life and your home and stress, that when your real life intervenes with your comedy, it becomes like, no, that's not right. That's not right. That's wrong. But meanwhile, it is right. It's good advice. It's solid advice.
Yeah,
but yet
I guess.
It's like, I don't want to mix. I don't want to cross streams.
Right. Do you guys ever have this thought? Everyone's in a relationship or married, or John. I don't know where John is. John, I don't know what John's doing, dude.
John's on Ellis Island taking applications.
Yeah, dude, John. John is working for the fucking Mets, jerking off to Telemundo.
He's their best recruit. He's out in the DR every other weekend.
Dude, John waits for like all the fucking Dominican players on the Mets to come in with their families, and then all their families speak Spanish, and John's just looking for the right one to fucking wipe up because she doesn't speak English, and for John that's perfect. John is so old school, dude. John's like, I don't want to hear your mouth. So rather than saying that, whatever comes out of your mouth, I don't understand. Hold on. What was I saying? Come on, bring me back to
it. You said we're all in relationships.
Do you guys ever get like a feeling like something will happen, like one thing will happen? Like the other day, Jazz like, hey, Chris, can you take out the trash? And I was like already laying in bed and I got up, my feet hit the floor and I said, John, are those the chicken parms? Is that it?
I think so.
John, what's he say? Get him on speaker. Put him on speaker. What's he saying?
I don't know. I don't see any 4340 in here.
Go by Focal Point Brewery.
Is he a brewery?
We have to cut this out.
Sorry?
A brewery?
Dude, I'll just go outside.
Yeah, just get out there, John. And be careful, because that man sounds like he has a Spanish accent, so don't try to suck his dick. Los Mets. Cut it out. Oh, the TV went out because John's big, stupid foot probably stepped on the wire.
Fuck. Oh, no. His computer went off.
Oh, his computer went off? It still says no signal. Okay, it's back.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever feel like she asked me to throw out the trash, and I was like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving my family. I'm buying another house.
Yeah.
I'm renting a house because of just a minutia of frustration. I was like, I'm throwing it all away right now.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that? Is that a normal feeling? And is the feeling normal? But obviously the acting upon it is not normal. But is the feeling, do you guys get that feeling where like one frustrating thing will happen? You're like, I can't do this forever. I'm leaving.
That's how I get through my life. Is like anytime that I'm faced with a minor inconvenience at home, my first thought is to take like a giant bucket of gasoline and light my house entirely on fire.
That's just, so that's normal. Nick, do you do that too?
Yeah. I mean, that's like a fight or flight. And it's, you know, if you're a runner, as soon as the first time there's any sort of adversity, I'll go the other direction. But yeah, I mean, it's what I what happens to me is she'll be like telling me, hey, can you clean this up? Hey, don't leave this here. Don't leave that there. And my brain immediately starts to rebuttal and want to be like, well, what about the other night when I had to do the dishes and I had to do this and I had to, and it's just like, that's not a fair way to fight. Like, it's not like she should be, hey, you need to do this. And I should say, okay, but now I need to speak my truth, which I don't speak like that, but like there is a way.
You should start.
There is a way to argue with someone, but I know exactly what you mean is like, hey, can you take the trash out? Why do I got to take the trash out? I did it last week and I also did this and I did this and I did this and I did this. And
yeah. So that's just normal. It's not that Vito, do you feel the same way?
What, do I get annoyed when I get asked to do things?
And then you're like, I want to leave.
Do you know what bothers me
in your head?
No, what bothers me about it is if you had the idea, that means you could have done it.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're asking me, that means you could have moved your legs and walked over there and picked it up and walked it outside yourself.
Yeah.
And I know that's a really unlikable thing to say, but it's truly my first impulse. But then I just eventually suck it up and do it.
If I'm being very honest, I don't let it bother me because I just think of how many times like I don't do anything and like I just let her do everything.
Right.
That when it does come up, I'm like, I wonder how many times you like kept it in until right now.
Right.
Because the amount of times that like she'll just go do something on her own and I'll notice it and I'll be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'll be like, ooh, I got like one or two left in me before. So I always am trying to avoid that.
Prize Picks. Love it. Prize Picks. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Getting the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. They're actually here right now. So be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. And here's the sweet little deal. Here's the sweet deal we're going to give to you, babies, just for being a part of this podcast, okay? So here we go. Download the app today and use code CHAOS for a first deposit match of up to $100, okay? So you download the Prize Picks app on your smartphone, use the code CHAOS, CHAOS, for a deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. If you get injured by a person, place, or thing, you deserve to get paid. Life can be crazy sometimes, and one person's negligence can result in another settlement. If you're in an accident, not calling a lawyer means you could be leaving money on the table. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. That's a lot of abogados. With over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Watching baseball players trot around the bases makes me hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/chaos or dial pound law, L-A-W, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/chaos or pound law, pound 529 from your celly welly. This is a paid advertisement. Oh, look at how many fucking heroes we got.
Farm time.
Oh, my God.
What? No, because I do, but I don't. People hate when we do. We're going to eat them on the Patreon. So if you want to, if you're into ADMSR, what
ASMR.
Is it?
ASMR.
ASMR.
So you're only going to annoy the people.
Yeah, I mean, you did such a good job of selling it, and then you just ruined it by being like, and we'll be eating.
It's a whole new Patreon, ASMR.
Dude, the screen fell off again.
It's because the computer's going to sleep.
Why is the computer so sleepy? Everyone's so sleepy back there. Mike's birthday surprise. Is this it?
No. What?
Is this it?
No. Oh, no.
I got you this for your birthday, dude. Open it.
That is not for me.
Yeah.
Nope. You said what it was before.
What is it again?
Somebody got it for you. Somebody got it for you for your special.
Oh, Nick got it for me for doing my special. Nick, who's sitting here,
dude,
I almost re-gifted Nick's gift in front of Nick. You know what? Within
I'll accept.
An hour,
that was a
dude.
I accept.
Yep, that's
I
for
accept.
You, dude.
Thank
Let's
you.
Open it up.
I accept.
Let's open it up. See what you got.
I think this is where you should tell everybody that you took edibles again before
I
the
show.
I
did take edibles before the show started.
Dude, me too. And this is I took one earlier before this episode as well. And I think both of them are meeting together.
Why don't you meet
this
me?
This is also from the entire team, by the way.
Let's wow. see it.
For me.
Let's see it. Open it up.
The entire team got this for Mike.
Open it up. I got this for you, Mike. Happy birthday, dude.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
It's beautiful.
World Series.
Thanks, man.
I know you love the Yankees and the number 11.
Lifelong pinstriper. Who's number 11?
Doc Gooden.
I don't know.
It makes sense that you
yeah,
got
Mike,
that for
that's,
me.
You know, the Doc Gooden thing.
I'm a Coke guy.
Did you?
That makes sense.
There
that
it
makes
is,
sense.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Thank you, man.
What
I
else is in
it.
There? That's it?
This is it.
Dude. Yeah.
No card.
This is it.
Happy birthday, Mike, everyone. But
thanks,
what's the
buddy.
The B-Day surprise? What?
Do you oh, know? No. Is no, we're, crew.
Oh, okay.
My son.
Was it supposed to be a surprise?
No. What? No. So we're going to Medieval Times.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
That's
okay.
not a surprise
I'm
at
going,
all.
Dude.
Dude, I'm very excited
We were
that.
At Medieval Times yesterday. You missed us, you jerks.
You? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we were. That's
we
right.
We were there
which,
yesterday.
Which night? Which color were you on?
The one in New Jersey, okay. And we were blue. We were on the Blue Knights team.
Did Blue win?
We lost to Red.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know, dude.
It was a Cali
Better
battle.
I hope that doesn't happen in November.
They make a good chicken.
Oh,
that's what I hear.
The Medieval Times. The
and
food's
you drink
actually
it,
pretty good.
Drumsticks, and you drink it soup with a cup.
I
can do
been
anything.
There
you can hit your kids.
Grade.
You haven't been there since sixth grade?
No.
What gave you the idea of doing it?
Just like, seems like a fun thing that both adults and kids could like. So
yeah.
That's why.
Remember, I like doing that stuff. Remember, we went to the Renaissance Fair for one of my birthdays.
I love the Renaissance
we
Fair.
We have to go to the Renaissance. That will be a live outdoor Patreon. That will be
we should do
outdoor
mushrooms.
Content.
We should do mushrooms at the Renaissance
we
Fair.
We are going to the Renaissance
How
Fair.
How do you feel about people who cosplay at the Renaissance Fair, but not Renaissance Times, but like as Batman?
I think
man?
It's stupid, dude.
Thing? Yes.
Yeah, kinda.
I've seen people do Star Trek cosplay at Renaissance Fairs, like they're time traveling into
yeah.
the past.
Yeah. You know? Hey man, people are weird.
People just want to dress
they're
up.
They're just gonna do what they're gonna do. That seems fine. But no, my birthday surprise. So my son, I don't know if this is has your kids ever like completely ruined a surprise before? Because crew ruined.
What happened? What did he do?
So he ruined my birthday surprise in such a satisfied way, and he did it twice. So at one point, I had my wife's phone or something like that, and crew shook it. And when you shake it, your Apple Pay comes up and like whatever. And her Ticketmaster thing popped up. And right when it popped up, she grabbed it. My wife grabbed it out of my hand. So I immediately am like, okay, I got tickets to something for my birthday. And then crew looks at me and he goes, Green Day tickets. And I go, dude, don't do that. Cause she didn't hear. Nicole didn't hear the first time. I go, don't do that. Like just, you know, mom worked really hard on that. People want to surprise somebody. Like, don't do that. Don't make her feel bad for doing that. And he was like, okay. So it's like a week later, we're at my mother-in-law's house and we're hanging out and we're talking about my birthday and what we're going to do, Medieval Times. And crew goes, Green Day tickets, yells it out. And Donna, my wife's mom, looks over and goes, and he's like, Green Day tickets, says it again. And my wife's like, crew. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He did this the other day. And he goes, Green Day tickets.
Yeah.
You're going to see Green Day. And then he just skipped out of the fucking room. And my wife was left just completely
yeah.
just like unsatisfied.
Could you imagine if now she takes them back and it's like now a new surprise and the new surprise sucks? Or the new surprise is just like, it's like something bad, dude. Could you imagine you lose the Green Day tickets? Because if you lost the Green Day tickets, would then you yell at him?
100%.
All right.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. When I said I didn't yell at him because I don't want you to get in your head about it, that doesn't mean I've never gotten frustrated. That doesn't mean that I haven't gotten stern. Like, I've done a thing where I've been like he thinks yelling. He said, Dad, don't scream at me, because I was like, crew, like that. And he's like, don't scream at me. And I'm like, if you just, like, that's why yeah. I wish he could be like somewhat like the Matrix uploaded with my memories, so he could see what a good job I'm doing in comparison to my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But apparently they don't have that technology.
Yeah, I know. I know. And you know what? Because I think back, my dad never yelled at me once. Like, never yelled at, I swear to God, never yelled at me once in all these years. And I'm like, I've already yelled at my daughter like 10 times in her life, but my dad didn't live with me.
Right.
My dad only saw me for a day or two.
True.
I wonder if I lived with my dad every day.
Yeah, I mean, you're spending far more time.
Dude, can I tell you something? I might have said this before in the podcast. Why? I just thought of this. One time, I used to pants my dad. Like, if he was wearing, like, basketball shorts or something, I would just fucking pants him, right? And he'd be like, ha-ha, you know, whatever. And I swear to God, in front of all my friends, when I was, like, 15, 16, we were playing at a park, and I pants my dad, and he wasn't wearing any underwear. And his dick and balls were just blowing in the wind on a July day in Queens. His little dick balls was just at half court in a public park.
And just kids everywhere.
And then right when I did it, I swear to God, the ice cream man was driving down the block. So you just heard doo-doo-doo-doo. And his dick and balls were out. Dude, I had pants and this guy was wearing no underwear.
Mesh shorts? That is such a crazy gamble.
He
even gets half a chub, dude. That is fully showing.
He goes, really, Chris? Oh my God. He goes, really, Chris? I did not expect that. And I got the bag, so I just saw his fucking butt, which like is a triangle. And I was like, what the fuck? Even me, I was like, put on underwear, dude. But I pants him in the middle of the fucking day.
Oh my God, oh my dude. Dude, that, I've done something like that. I embarrass my dad where I've been kicked in the mud twice in my life. One was by my dad where in front of his friends, I like grabbed his nipple and then I went to run away and he just like tripped me and I just fell in a puddle of mud.
Oh my God.
Do you have a clear memory of your father's penis, like in that moment? You do?
Yeah, it looked like he had three testicles.
Because I only have one memory of my dad's penis, and it's just all I can remember is the hair. Like that's the only it's just a wall of just like werewolf hair.
Right.
That's all I remember.
Right. Yeah, I Nick, what do you remember about your dad's penis? And like, then Vito and John, please have a story.
It was like an acorn.
Yeah. Yeah. Small hair or
that
no
sucks.
Hair?
I think there is hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an Italian guy that lived in Pittsburgh. He had hair.
He had hair.
Do you wish your dad fluffed a little?
No, I mean, it would be, he would walk out in the middle of the living room on a drunken bender, naked. Nice. You know, I've seen it in all different kinds of lights.
Nice. He really would just walk around naked. Really?
Yeah. He'd get out of bed. Walk into the kitchen, grab a snack, and walk back in.
But I love the thought like he wasn't really butt naked. He was wearing like a Pittsburgh Penguins t-shirt that came up to his belly button. And he was just walking with like a Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. A little Porky Pig in it.
John, when's the last time you've seen your dad's dick? Describe it.
I think it was like 6, and he was sitting on top of the staircase in a robe. Oh. Like legs open.
Oh, yeah.
Like direct eye contact.
Later. Yeah.
What was it like?
Stoned.
I mean, hairy. Same thing, wall of hair.
Dude, I caught my grandpa's like that. It looked like a bouquet of dick. It was like it was just falling out, like the whole thing. I didn't even know, you couldn't even see what it was. It was just tumbling.
Vito?
My dad died when I was like 4, so I didn't have the chance to see his penis.
You're like, his dick looked like a rubber ducky. Open up the coffin. Let's see his dick. Is your dad buried or cremated?
Cremated.
Nice. Do you have the urn with you in the house?
No, it's a fucking cemetery.
Because people have the, like, my Jasmine's father passed away. She has the urn and she has a Yankees hat that she puts on it.
I couldn't do that. That yeah. man, is, during that man what? Is in New Jersey.
During the playoffs?
No, just at all times.
There's oh,
the,
really?
There's the Yankee hat. There's the Yankee hat on it, a pack of cigarettes, and the American flag.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And the guy who owned the funeral home, when he passed away, wanted to gift her with a Trump urn. And she was like, no, I don't want that. I want a regular one. And then I bought the Trump urn on the side. So if I die from intermittent fasting, put me in that puppy. I want to get cremated and buried. I want them to put me in an urn and then put me in a coffin and bury me.
You know what they should do, though? No, you should get cremated and then sold in like small little jars on necklaces.
Yeah.
So your kids can get like a, you know, a yeah. taste.
Dude, did I tell you the Dave Attell joke I heard the other day?
No.
Last week? I'm paraphrasing it, but he goes... He's on. Dave Attell is the best. If you're ever at the Comedy Unreal. Cellar in New Unreal. York or any club in New York, go watch Dave Attell when you can. He's amazing. And he goes, I'm getting old. He was like, and they told me there's no more land to be buried. So I either have to be cremated or buried at sea. Those are my options. He goes, so I met them in the middle. I'm going to be boiled. He says it's so much funnier, but I just fucking, yeah.
He's the best. I'm excited for his special.
It's coming out.
Yeah.
Coming out. Speaking of come, the dark truth about Drake Bell's downfall. Woo-wee! Drake Bell, folks, no relation to Drake the Kristen. Rapper, Kristen Bell, or the Liberty Bell.
Let's hope not.
Nickelodeon star exposes brutal, unspeakable abuse in shocking documentary, Quiet on Set. Inside the sordid scandals that blew apart his once bright career. Now, Nick the Ear Angelo came in and talked to us about this, and he was watching it, Quiet on Set, which is all about child abuse, and he was like, you know, it's really hard for me to watch this and not be rock hard. And that's Nick Angelo. John Grady works for the Mets.
Nick's furiously filling out applications to be a PA at Disney.
Nick's like, Disney question mark? So what happened? Take us through it. Who knows about the scandal? Because I know one thing and one thing only, and that's headlines.
Which part do you want to know? Do you want to know the what happened part or Drake Bell?
Drake Bell is Drake and Josh.
Drake Bell's Drake and Josh.
I know Josh. Josh Peck.
Josh is your buddy.
Josh is my boy. He's got a great podcast too. Josh Peck. He lost a lot of weight. He was intermittent fasting. I want to talk to him about his heart.
So Drake Bell, years ago, while doing the Amanda Show, meets this guy Brian Peck. No relation to Josh Peck.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Brian Peck works on set. Works on all these Hollywood productions. Actually, John, look up. Brian Peck, Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, this guy was, like, completely connected. Really respected in the industry. He worked as a dialogue coach. He was on episodes of All That. And he worked as a dialogue coach on Drake and Josh.
You have to speak like this if you want to be successful. I am a dialogue coach. This is New York accent, Boston. Boston accent, Boston. Philly accent, Biston.
So
dialogue coach.
Did you just say Boston in a Philly accent? Biston.
Yes. I'm a dialogue coach. I work for Josh Peck.
That's excellent. You should do a master class.
Yeah.
dialect.
So he meets this guy, Brian Peck. Brian Peck is like starts like kind of like just infiltrating his life, making sure he's always around him. Shows up to like concerts that Drake Bell's doing as a kid, starts just really taking an interest in his life. And Drake Bell's dad actually said, I don't like this. I don't trust this guy. And everybody who worked at Nickelodeon said, hey, like, he's actually gay. So you're being homophobic by your uncomfortability with this guy being around your son.
They were saying that shit back then.
Yeah.
See? No, I'm kidding. I don't even know what that C meant.
I think I completely spaced out, but I get it now.
I've seen this guy before on the left.
Yeah, he's been. Yeah. He was on a ton of stuff. So then, basically, the guy convinces Drake Bell to like abandon his dad. And it's like, your dad's a bad manager. Your dad doesn't have your best interest, because Drake Bell's dad was the only one speaking up against him.
Where was this guy when I was a kid? I would have walked willingly into his arms.
If we ever made a movie about Mike Cannon's thumb, that guy would play Mike's thumb.
Oh, my God, dude. I went to do pre-check today, and I had to put my thumbs on the thing to get my fingerprints, and the lady goes, ew. I literally put my thing down, and she goes, what? Ew. I was like, oh, thanks.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so Drake Bell's dad gets kind of pushed out by this guy. And the last thing Drake Bell's dad says to Drake Bell's mom was, do not let Brian Peck near Drake. Don't let him in the same room as him. Don't ever leave that man alone with my son. She didn't listen. Brian Peck ends up getting so close with the kid and the mom that he convinces her, hey, you guys live in Orange County. He has all these auditions. I'll drive him. He could stay at my house. He could be with me. I'll take care of him. And then he started sexually assaulting Drake Bell for the next few months.
Whoa. Brian Peck did. Where's Drake Bell's dad?
Drake Bell's dad didn't. So this is a crazy part in the documentary. Drake Bell tells a story where he calls his dad to say, hey, good news. This is later. This is after like the guy finally gets arrested. Calls his dad, says, dad, they finally got him. They got Brian Peck. And Drake Bell's dad says, I'm so happy. It makes me so happy that he never got a chance to get his hands on you. And then Drake Bell couldn't tell him that he was the one that, like, he was the one that got.
Well.
But this dude was like, he was
the gut.
I mean, I didn't, you know, what's the best way to say it?
This dude was a character on All That known as the Pickle Guy. And he would walk around with pickles. And in one scene, pretty sure he slid a pickle into a glory hole to Ray Romano.
Really?
And everyone's just like, yeah, that's kid's humor.
It's a pickle.
Is this guy going to jail? He got off scot-free too.
He went to jail for, I think, like 15 months.
Okay.
Wow.
That was
6 months. I thought it was
6 months.
Yes. Yeah.
Not like.
What? Like, who decides that that's the time? Like, why is it such little time? Because
it's hard to prove stuff.
He had 41 letters of character witnesses from, like, famous people saying, no, he's a good dude.
Oh, is that why he called out, like, the other dudes from Boy Meets World or something like that? Because they wrote on behalf.
I listened to their episode this morning, and they talked all about how, like, he did the same thing to them. Like, he infiltrated their lives.
Right.
He would, like, go to lunch with them, and they were like, he's such a good dude. Like, everybody loves him. He was friends with everybody. He was friends with, like, Leonardo DiCaprio and shit. And this is a crazy thing that comes up in the documentary. He has people over at his house, and he has this, like, tiki room with, like, Planet of the Apes shit. And there's a hand-painted clown portrait. And somebody's like, oh, what's the deal with that? And he goes, oh, my friend sent that to me. And it was from John Wayne Gacy, who he became pen pals with.
Whoa.
That's wild.
John Wayne.
I thought you were gonna say that's a Hitler original.
That is. It's one of those things where it happens all the time. You know
that's
what I mean?
Your takeaway?
Dan, and then
do you, I just there's so many of these things that I truly like. I get it. I understand that there if people watch the. I can't watch it anymore. It like makes it. I don't know. I guess since having a kid, I'm like a bit more queefy about it. But I'm just like. It just, I get it.
But don't you think you should, because you have a kid, that you should
No, I'm
it?
Just not going to, like, sign my kid up to be a mouseketeer.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know?
I agree with that. Like, don't, like, you don't want to put your kid. I mean, like, I think those things are, and we were talking about this before, but I think those things are important to watch for everybody. I don't think it's as simple as those things are just, like, torture porn. Like, oh, I want to see, like, bad things happen to people. I think it's important for people to watch that because, like, I think a lot of people don't understand those signs of, like, what grooming is and, like, how bad that situation could be. A lot of people see it happening in plain sight and don't realize what's happening.
I think a lot of people also willingly toss their kids into this shit at the hopes of stardom and fame and riches because, like, the amount of people that were, like, tossing their 12-year-old daughters on stage to R. Kelly and be like, go get yourself a singing coach, kid. Like, that's fucking nuts, man.
What's up, everybody? Brand new hour. You want to see this shit. And it's not a brand new hour. I'm going to full disclosure. It's not new. There'll be new stuff happening, but you've never seen it in Europe. It's new to Europe, and that's where I'll be. I'm coming June 2nd to the Netherlands. June 3rd is Glasgow. And then we have a whole bunch of other shows in Birmingham, London, Dublin, Belfast. all over Europe. The first 2 weeks of Europe, I'm coming to your country, chrisdcomedy.com for Tiki Wikis. Okay? And I'm also going to Dubai in April, April 16th. Dubai, bye. I'm going. ChrisDComedy.com. And it isn't new material, but it's new and improved material. I'll tell you that. It's improved. It's good. I think you should come buy the tickets. You should buy them immediately because I'll cancel the flights. ChrisDComedy.com. You're high. Go see my shows. Buy my merch. I mean, I get why you would and why you wouldn't. It's your decision. I understand the thought to say that's not for you, but why don't you put it on? See if I can't change your mind, baby daddy. ChrisDComedy.com. All my pictures are up there, too. I've been posting pics. This episode brought to you by BetterHelp. Thank you, BetterHelp. You guys are with me every step of the way. Listen, if you've been wanting to give mental health a try, mental health therapy a try, or mental health a try, if you want to, sometimes you can just invite that shit in. And maybe you did. Maybe you invited that mental health in. And it's for all different reasons, player, but it happens to me. It can happen to you. That's why BetterHelp, they don't judge. What they do is they make you fill out a questionnaire to line you up with the right therapist. And the best part is, my baby, you don't have to go anywhere. All done through the comfort of your own home, all online, all secret. You ain't even got to let anybody know. Just do you, baby. Because maybe you let the negative emotions in. I've done it. You've done it. Go to BetterHelp, give it a try. And because you're a loyal listener here of the Chrissy Chaos podcast, you know we always give you a nice discount. If you go to BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/chaos, you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/chaos, 10% off your first month. All right, joy mode. Who wants some joy mode? I want to talk to you for a second about sex. Is that all right with you? Yeah? Have you been having sex mostly? Have some sex! That's where Joy Mode comes in. It's the sexual performance booster in an all-natural and science-backed supplement to give your disco stick all the tools it needs with nothing it doesn't. Because sometimes when you're having sex, you can't get it up. All right? Well, Joy Mode's going to say, listen, Poppy, this is a four-hour erection and possible trip to the hospital. Your dick's going to be rocked, son. Joy Mode, be the new sheriff in the bedroom and go to usejoymode.com for 20% off with code CHAOS. That's 20% off and free shipping with code CHAOS. It's CHAOS, C-H-A-O-S, at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity, Joy Mode. I want to see that rock hard cock. Yeah, I used to, when my oldest daughter was still really young, we would make like videos together and whatever. But then I started to feel like, I had this thought. Where I was like, she's like, I'm putting her on this stuff, but like, I don't really know what she wants. So right. Like, I don't want her when she's, you know, 15 to be like, why are there videos of me out on the internet? And like, my friends are making fun of me. So I was like, I'm just going to either, when any they're a part of anything I do, it'll only be their voice, or I'll just talk about them in stand up, but I won't show their face or let, you know, do videos.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. No, I would let her at some point have her own social media and make her own choices. But maybe parents have differences of opinion with me, but like there's a couple of times where like I'll see like food accounts that are just kids, but it's like the kids' food account. I'm like, it's kind of like abusive.
It's weird.
To me, I'm like, you're making your kids eat. I mean, I know they're having a good time going places or whatever, but sometimes I'm like,
You're doing this for you, dude. It's a fine line, yeah.
I'm like, you're also pimping out your kid.
Yeah. You ever see the video of this influencer who's like coaching your kid on how to react to their dog dying?
No. What? Can we play that?
I'll find that, yeah.
Yeah?
You're part of our family. So if you could pray for us, we appreciate it. I love you guys. Come here. Come closer for the video. Come closer. Put your head right here. Come closer. Put your head down here. Act like you're crying really quick.
I am crying.
Jesus.
Yeah, you really
is this
like,
real? That can't be real.
Well, why is the unedited version out there? Like, if she's like coaching her how to like act, then why would she show her the BTS of the coaching?
Put your hand like this.
Right.
But let them see your hand like this.
Oh, it was.
But let them see your mouth.
Oh,
let
no.
I mean, dude, that lady sucks. Yeah, that is truly batshit nuts. That is why, like, certain levels of public execution should be should be brought back.
She should be the parent of the week. Every week we do POW, parent of the week, and we couldn't find one today, and then we finally found one, and I'm like, why isn't this it?
Well, this is old. This is like, this is pretty old.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll do it next week.
So the reason this was uploaded by mistake, this wasn't like, she wasn't taking a video to take a video. This is like we do with you guys after the show. They were taking this for the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So they already shot the video of the dog's funeral.
That's amazing.
And this was like for the reaction of like, oh my God, our dog just died.
Ugh. God. Yeah. You know what it is? We were talking about this before. It's like, everybody is their own content making machine now. If you have a phone, you have an ability to make content. So everybody, there is no barometer of, there's no barrier of entry anymore.
No.
Anybody is can this video, even though I haven't seen it, was seen by as many people as television shows have been seen.
Well, and social media has made like, dude, this is like a stage parent's dream come true, is the fact that like now they can also be the star while pretending that their kids are the star.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like now they can be involved in this whole thing. Before they had to watch their kid be in the movie, be in the TV show, whatever, and they were on the sideline as the manager. But now they're also the star. This is like, it's getting more and more just poisonous.
I know, dude. And it's like, no, it's just not going to stop. It can't stop. Do you ever get extreme pain on edibles?
What do you mean? Emotional pain?
No,
physical.
Like I have burning pain in my shoulder, but the left one.
I think it's the intermittent fasting, Chris.
The left one.
So it's
front or back.
It's not a tumor. I mean, a heart attack. The middle.
I thought it is the left one when for a heart attack.
It is. It's,
I thought it was the right.
No, the heart's set on your left side.
Yes, but I thought that it has, plays a trick on you. And that's what the thing is. That's why I know heart attack signs and symptoms.
Yeah.
I think it's pain in the right shoulder. Jaw pain. Jaw pain's another one. You start to get crazy jaw pain. If it feels like an elephant sitting on your chest, what is it?
Left shoulder.
There it is. That's what I said. Down the left arm or up to the chin. For women, pain can be much more subtle. It may travel to the left or right arm, up to the chin, shoulder blades, and upper back, or to the abdomen. So pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're feeling uneasy as a woman, it's likely a heart attack.
You know, I've had such bad panic attacks before that I thought I was having a heart attack, and then that just would, like, just, you know, fuel it itself, that when I would put my shoes on, I'd literally put my shoes on to go to the hospital, be like, this is it. This is it. I put my shoes on to finally make that decision. I'd feel better. It's like your brain's like, you're so afraid of having that heart attack, the anxiety kicks it up, that when you finally come to realization with it, you're like, it's actually not that bad.
I love the idea of you having a full panic attack, like about to be hospitalized, and none of the medicines are working, and your wife runs in with your shoes. This is all he needs.
Ties them clear.
Yeah, then they slowly put your shoe on, and that's the shot of just your foot going into the shoe, and then you're like, somebody get his shoes. I lost all my shoes and my glasses.
I mean, that sounds like a Nike deal.
I need my glasses. Should I bring my glasses so I have them? You guys know what I'm talking about? Dude, the Jerky Boys? You guys know the Jerk? Can we play the Jerky Boys on here?
No, we can't play the Jerky Boys.
What if I play it off my phone on Spotify?
It's the same thing.
Spotify. That's what they call it in Amsterdam. Spotify. Sport. No, German sport. Hey. I guess that should all be on the Patreon too, right? Just put patreon.com/ChrisDComedy, which I will. I'm fucking so, I got to be honest with you. I'll probably still talk about it, but I'm not as mad about the movie thing anymore.
That is the problem with edibles, is you just start out. Yeah, you could really start out hot and livid. And then as it courses through your body, you're like, I have never.
Yeah. And to be honest
less.
With you, it's like, yeah, I shouldn't have yelled at my daughter, but this is the real world. I yelled at her, and then I owned up to it 5 minutes later, went up to the room, and I apologized to her, and I said, Daddy shouldn't have spoken to you that way. I love you. I was just frustrated, but I always tell you, it's okay to have feelings. It's not okay to yell or push, and I didn't listen to my own advice, and I'm sorry. And she said, it's okay. I love you. And then she made me order her a crepe, which I did.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm just seeing that now, because at first I was just blinded by my own guilt.
I don't know about your parents, but mine didn't really apologize. So just the fact that you showed her that you're a fallible human being, what a great guy you are.
That's what it is.
Give yourself.
That's what it is. Then we put on Drake and Josh.
You're underselling the Patreon today by being like, we're going to fucking eat there, and I'm not going to go off like I said I was going
to
go
no,
off.
No, but everything else should be things that have to get cut. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Just, you'll hear that over it, and then that's where you go.
And you're still going to go off on a rant on Patreon,
I'm still going to go off on a rant. I'm going to go off on that motherfucker, but I may just change the name out.
No.
All right, I'll do it for real. Is it really real, yo? Tell me if it's real, yo. If it's really real. Something I could feel, yo. Sticking in my stilo. Really real.
Chris, I have a question for you.
I have the cure for HIV.
Would you say the case for Christ was your shortest fad?
The case for Christ, I would say it was my shortest fad because I'm still not even done with the book yet. But I would say it is. But what I will tell you about Christ, now that you've brought him up, is that over 50 eyewitnesses saw him rise from the dead. So that's too many. That's a lot of people.
What? Well, and you're still also sticking to Lent. You didn't.
I have not had a slice
Friday.
Of pizza.
You didn't eat a pizza. You
didn't
have
eat a
meat.
Pizza. I'll eat chicken parms.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't count as
not on a Friday.
On what? I only eat chicken on a Friday.
No, I know. Last Friday you didn't eat meat. We were all trashing you at the table, and you wouldn't. You still continued to stay strong.
Stay strong. Because I made a commitment to my daughter, Christ. Who I yelled at, and I also, because I said to her, it's not even so much me, it's that she gave up things for Lent, and I said to her, I said, you always have to do the right thing, even when no one's looking, that's when it's the most important, and I'm like, I told her I was going to do this with her, so I can't just eat a slice of pizza, you know, what if she should eat, I can't do it, I'd be lying to her, that's why I'm doing it, and then I'll fucking scream at you. It's Jazz's fault.
Yeah. I agree.
So how about this? HIV. We can all rest easy. It's about done. To be cured. So we don't have it anymore.
That's great.
I thought that already existed.
Matt I thought, Johnson. Well, he was taking a very expensive cocktail. But I thought in Germany they had figured out some sort of regenerating thing also. But now this is like a broadly available cure?
They have, scientists have effectively zapped out the HIV thing, virus.
That's wild language for an article.
Yeah, this is how they wrote it. Scientists have successfully zapped HIV out of infected cells, raising hopes of a cure for the chronic disease. The team from Amsterdam, UMC, which I will be June 2nd, my first time in Amsterdam, ChristyComedy.com for Tiki Wiki.
Oh, dude, butt fuck to your heart's content before you go.
Yeah.
Because you could get HIV and then just walk over there and get it zapped out.
I'm going to proudly leave the Netherlands with HIV. And so...
You can be in somebody's butt with a needle.
I will do it.
And you're fine.
And then how about I'm going to Europe, right? Going to... I got shows in... The UK and Ireland from June 3rd to the 14th, ChristyComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. June 2nd, we've added Amsterdam. And Grady made a great flyer, made me as Van Gogh, Chrissy Van Gogh.
Van Gay.
But I'm going and I'm looking forward to it. And I think I might even leave a day early just to sightsee in Amsterdam. And I don't care who's mad about it. Don't care.
Because it's going to be fun.
I'm going to be on a cruise with I'm taking a cruise for Patty Flyball's 40th birthday. I'm going on a cruise with Jazz and the kids for 5 days.
Wow.
And it leaves out of Miami. And I'm going on a cruise with the fucking Pat Finnegan and Debo.
That's going to be so sick.
Where's the cruise going?
I don't know, dude. I think Bahamas.
The Caribbean. Yeah.
You know, on cruise ships, kids under 16 don't need a passport. You just have to bring their birth certificate.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, cruises are wild. Kids are just running amok on cruise ships.
Yeah, but you got to watch them, though.
You can't get into a hot tub because it's all just kids everywhere.
It's all just kids urine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, and then we're going, and then I'm going to Europe, and I'm going to Dubai April 16th. April 16th, I'm going. How about this? I'm going to Dubai with Jasmine for 4 days. I have a show one night, the one and only night we get there. She's like, can we ever go on a trip when you don't have work? I was like... Literally, the one show I'm doing is basically giving us a free trip to Dubai. Don't you fucking get it? I'm not mad at my daughter. I'm mad at you. Patreon.com/Christine Comedy. That's got to have a patron. We're 1 hour in?
1 hour and 5 minutes in.
We didn't even talk about anything yet.
Oh, somebody spilled the water.
Somebody.
Oh, that happened about somebody. 52 minutes ago.
That's the water?
Yeah, when you picked up the gift, Mike's gift.
Oh, so that's sick. You're going to Dubai. I'm going to Stamford, Connecticut, where you also will be.
Yep.
April 6th, I'm filming my special produced by Chris D himself. Chris is going to be doing some time on that as well. So yep. Come out. Couple tickets left either at MikeCannonComedy.com or ChristyComedy.com. And it's going to be sick. I'm really excited.
Look at that flyer. John crushes it, dude.
Crushes it. Unreal. I've gotten the most compliments on his art out of anybody who's ever done my stuff. So.
Chris, are you excited to produce Mike's special?
I am excited to produce Mike's special. I am excited about it. It's going to be fun because we're going to produce it. It's the first one I've ever done at Tell Me No Productions.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it a Tell Me No Productions?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think so, right? Nick? And guess where it's either we're either going to sell it to a network or it's going to be on my YouTube.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Maybe we should put half of it on my YouTube and then the other half on your YouTube.
That sounds like the worst idea
That's
possible.
How people like to consume comedy.
Yeah.
Hey, just stop down and then here, subscribe to this other channel. Now, here we go.
What?
Here we go.
There's
the
no
the NCAA tournament. Yes. Big upsets this weekend, folks. Big upsets. I was at the Barclays Center on Friday.
Yeah.
And I saw UConn, and it was great. I went for the day session, drinking beers with Luke, my boy Luke. We had a great time. And we had a great time, and I was there at the day session. And I said I was going to go home to my family because, you know, I said, Jasmine, you're right. I should only be going out on the weekends when I'm on the road. When I'm home, I should be here with you. Tonight's Friday night. Let me go do the day session. And then I'll be home by 4, great. And then I stayed out till 8 a.m. doing spots. I stayed out. I went to the Comedy Cellar all night.
8 a.m.
I came home at 8 a.m.
I love 8 a.m. doing spots as if shows were running clean
Jazz,
through.
I had a show at 6 a.m. it started. And so it was great.
Artie was hosting.
Yeah.
It ran long.
And then tonight is Monday night. Now I'm it's a great day for comedy, man. Today's Monday. It's a great day for poods.
Dude, you are barely tethered to this planet, and I am really enjoying it.
I cannot believe that we got chicken parm, dude.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's gotten more exciting.
NCAA tournament. All right, here, you ready for predictions? Ready for predictions? But I'll tell you who just won the NCAA tournament. You ready for who it was? It was Illinois versus Texas Tech, and Texas Tech won the national title.
This year?
Yep.
We didn't pass that yet.
I'm just saying, that's my Final Four prediction.
Oh, we're doing a pick right now?
I don't know. He's all over the place. He said he was.
You want to go through this whole thing like Obama?
I said Illinois versus Texas Tech for the national championship. That's what I said.
Does Biden do this? Does Biden? I haven't seen it since Obama used to pick. Does Biden get up there, shit his pants, and pick like Creighton over Lafayette or something, and then forget what he's doing, trip, drink some applesauce, piss?
John, what were you going to say into the mic before after the posters?
Well, you guys were glazing me, so I was going to say, yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Glaze daddy.
And this is... glazed. Yep. And then here's the last but not least. Let's talk about this guy on Boeing, the airline.
Yeah.
Who told his family, if you see that I died of a suicide, don't believe it. And then a few days later, the guy died of a suicide. He's a whistleblower about Boeing Airlines that the parts are falling off. Goddamn parts are falling out of the sky.
did you see that one takeoff when it almost looks like a cartoon, dude? The engine just like the parts just fly off like it's Xerox paper.
And they're like, we're good.
It's insane. But all of this seems like it's almost like a joke of how conspiratorial it is because it's all like didn't this guy like kill himself by shooting himself in the back of his head like twice or something like that? Like, it's like that ridiculous.
Barnett worked for Boeing as a quality manager for most of his 32-year career. Now, I don't know if that means quality manager, like he was a good one, or there's a department called quality.
Probably quality control in terms of performance.
But it's an honest question that I just had.
I know it was.
Right? What do you think he's mean there? Do you think it means quality manager, like he was good, or the department he managed was quality? What do you honestly think? Tell me the truth.
He managed the quality of the product.
That's what you think? Really?
That's my thought.
I think that there's a department of quality that he was the manager of. He
well, that is exactly the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you think he was calling himself a quality manager?
Yes. Right? What did you think? Did you think it was emotional, or is there a physical department called quality?
Did I think that the article was just saying like he's a stand-up guy, a quality manager?
Yes.
No.
You think he was a quality manager?
I think he was quality control. I don't think the article has any care. I don't think they're allowed to talk about his work performance.
So we're all saying the same thing. So a quality control manager, quality in, worked for his 32-year career, during which he raised many serious questions about the safety of Boeing 787 Dreamliner commercial aircraft. Guess it's a nightmare. The suit charges Boeing with harassing him on the job, stalling any promotions, and ultimately forcing him to leave the company 10 years before he planned to retire and still be alive, making the planes. Scroll down. Barnett complained 2 days of his deposition on March 7th and March 8th, and according to his lawyers, Rob Turkowitz and Brian Knowles, no relation to Beyonce, he was tired but committed to giving his third and final day of testimony. When he did not arrive in court on March 9th, greatest rap of all time died on March 9th, and did not answer their phone calls, Barnett's lawyers called the hotel where he was staying to check on him. Hotel employees found Barnett dead with a gunshot wound to his head.
Dude, that is...
Right?
That's unreal.
He didn't kill himself.
No.
I don't think he did.
I mean, I'm just guessing from just those sentences.
Was he held up in a hotel room?
Like, no, he was supposed to leave to go to his trial.
Well, his third day of deposition. They said he was tired, but he was also speaking out. He knew what he was doing.
But did he have like guards watching him at all or anything like that, or no? Because like, where did he get
that? No, because I don't think
he knows. He just read the thing off the screen.
Yeah, I don't know that Boeing was thinking like the mafia is going to get involved.
Do you think it was a quality suicide, or do you think it was like a quality?
It was quality.
Sounded like a quality shot.
Dude, could you imagine there is a Boeing mafia? You're like, I'm in the mafia, but it's
I mean, apparently Boeing they're airlines. Tied to something.
Dude, that's why you don't speak about airlines. That's why you don't speak
it. I don't know why it just sounded like Forrest Gump.
The documents got leaked. Congressional hearings revealed that Boeing's leadership knew that the MCAs, the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, OVS, could cause crashes by forcing the plane into a nosedive, overriding pilot control. Those bitches knew, and they didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing. Wag.
What do you think is going to happen, though? Do you think this is all just going to go away eventually and nobody's going to, you know, they'll like throw money at some press, maybe fix up a couple planes, you know?
Yes, that's what I think.
And then 6 years from now, there'll be a Netflix documentary.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And Nickel watching it back. I can't even jerk off to this. There's no kids.
Or is this Enron in the air?
Whoa, Enron in the air. That's the name of your special. All right, folks. What else can we say?
We should do mean comments, and then we should go to Patreon.
Let's do the mean comments, and then we're going to patreon.com/ChristyComedy, where half of this episode probably is, and where I'm going off. Your boy's going off on a celeb. All right, this is from Mexifarian401. Chrissy Kankle's got eczema. No, my ankles are clean. My ankles are clean. Okay? They are squeaky clean, so I don't have eczema. I do have eczema, but it's on my shoulder.
Yeah, you don't have Kevin Durant ankles.
XDMG15X, Chris pretending he's not a right-wing MAGA extremist is the best. or is it an MA6A extremist? He wrote MA6A. Is that a new type of, do they have, maybe I'm with them.
Yeah, why did he do that? Because
you pretend?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what's pretending, dude? I'm thinking of naming my special 1776.
That's a strong title, dude. That's
would
great.
That be a wild title That's if I called it title. 1776?
Why not? Why? Yeah. Why? What's offensive about that? Is that inherently offensive?
It's a number.
It's the year of our country. Could I call it that?
Yeah, you can. I don't know what the SEO would be on just 1776.
Do you like today I am Latino, tomorrow I am Chinese?
I do.
Do you seriously? Like, could I say that in the special? It does pretty well.
It's like a haiku.
You think that's
title.
Crazy, Nick?
Yeah, because it's like the main punchline of that joke that gets the pop. So you're kind of
but that's okay.
It. Yeah, that's fine. I don't think anybody's going to go, oh.
Oh,
he
I
said
knew
the
that.
Name of the title.
No, if anything, they hear it and they're like, that's why it's called that.
Is it? But if it, okay, but is that the only gripe against it? If I name my special today, I am Latino, tomorrow I am Chinese.
No, like that's not the only gripe.
What's the other gripe?
I like Mr. Perfect.
Right.
You, that's one you brought up. I didn't just make
that. What if I named it Doc Gooden?
I mean,
or Dwight.
Yeah.
The doctor's in.
The doctor's in. Because I got size 38 waist. Aspect. Size 38 waist.
Speshy-weshy.
It's got to be something. Like, I first had an original plan of naming my special whatever waist size I was at the time I filmed it. So this would be size 36 waist. Like, I wanted to keep doing that, and every special would just be my waist size. And then I ruined it with speshy-weshy.
Yeah, but that was speshy-weshy was not an hour, was it?
Yeah, it was 38 minutes.
So this is technically...
Should I call this size 36 waist?
Yeah, wait, yes, you should.
Wait, is that crazy?
You're,
is that
only, you're only one pant size down from size 38 waist?
That was mean.
No, you look great. Like, you look like you're...
Mean comments from Nick Angelo.
No, there's no way. You're like a 28.
Whoa.
Twinkie.
No, I'm 36. Maybe I could fit into a 34 now. Maybe a 35 European. All right, Derek Lady Gach, 1716, hit the back of my esophagus. Mike fucking sucks. Just say throat FFs. He must really think he's funny.
Yo, dude, the way you spelled esophagus should get you ejected from whatever country you're in. That is fucking bonkers.
At Dizzy Noise. Chris, please, before you come to Glasgow, get the pronunciation right. It's Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Now Glasgow. You meant to say not Glasgow. You can't speak English.
I think it's a woman.
Oh, sorry. Dizzy Noise. Dizzy. I love you, Dizzy Noise. You look good. All right. At @fat_bunny. I stopped listening for a while because of all his complaints about first world problems. Now he complaining about a party. Privileged and ungrateful. Be back in 6 months.
I love the devotion of this person, though, to continue checking in on you.
Yeah.
Like, just like, be like, let's see where he's at. Not improved enough.
Yes.
I'll be back.
Good for you. At Jonathan Castro, 4322. Why does Mike look like a youth pastor that hasn't come out yet? That's a good one. He does look like, yeah, you do look like a Hillsong guy.
Like, who's the Hillsong
Who's the
guy?
Hillsongs? The Hills.
Justin Bieber's pastor? That guy?
I think
I'm
so.
I'm the Taylor Hicks of comedy. I get
mm-hmm.
it.
At Kayla Fye.
Kayla FYI.
That's it? Anyone wanting to see this app don't know that Chris clearly panders to her BS and I'm not here for it. F-A-G-G-O-T.
Wag.
That person was so mad.
I love it. Good for you. At Chelsea Lee 6349, did anyone notice Chris said nip this in the butt? Is this just from being hungover? Does he know it's nip this in the bud? It's nip this in the butt.
Which are you saying?
The butt.
T?
Yeah.
It's not.
What?
It's not at all, no.
What's a bud?
Bud.
Like a flower?
I think it is, yeah. It's like cutting it off.
Buds of Brooklyn. That's why you knew that, dude. It's your wife's flower company. Buds, nip it. That's nipping in the buds of Brooklyn.
Not bad.
At Joe De La Sera, 2569. I love this podcast. Does that make me retarded? I'm going to say no.
Imagine that's the test. They play a clip of this, and if you giggle, you're official. They stamp you.
At Tyler, she one ton. You guys touch tips after every episode, right? It seems that gay.
After.
Maybe we do, dude. Tyler Shantawan. The rude bye. All right, those are the
rude boy. Yeah, being rude boy.
Guys, also, if you want to leave a voicemail, 347-323-3321, 347-323-3321. You got to leave voicemails, cuz. And come see us live.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Yeah. Why not? Do we need something more powerful to go out on?
Why don't you tell everybody you're going to go just fucking ape shit on Patreon right now?
I'm going to go ape shit at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I've been holding shit in. I'm about to eat a chicken parm with garlic bread, but not on the Patreon, so I'm going to be fucking fired up, and I may call my family live on the show. ChristyComedy.com, MikeCannonComedy.com. We have shows. Please, for the love of God, my European tour is not selling. I am in danger of canceling them all, so just buy the fucking tickets.